The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. A few years ago, I'm in my kitchen, and I've just eaten a freshly baked, made-from-scratch chocolate chip cookie. And I am filled with disappointment and dismay. This is a family recipe, so I know how good and delicious and moist these chocolate chip cookies are supposed to be. Yet a couple of chews into my first bite, and something is clearly wrong with this cookie. It tasted off. It's bland, like something is missing. If I were baking those same cookies today, I should have saved myself a lot of trouble and just gone to the bake sale in the parish hall. Yet that day, as I reviewed the list of cookie ingredients, I realized that I'd forgotten a key element: salt. Somehow, I'd forgotten the element that brings out a cookie's flavors and modulates the yeast and the enzymes. The absence of this simple ingredient, salt, ruined a whole batch of cookies. Jesus likens us to salt. You are the salt of the earth. This is an odd statement. We may not often think of Jesus as telling jokes and making puns, but in this statement, he does. In Aramaic, the language which Jesus spoke most often, the words salt and the word fool are the same. It's kind of funny, right? Jesus likening us to fools. You are the fools of the earth. Probably many friends and family members of Jesus' original disciples were already thinking and perhaps saying, "You're a fool to follow Jesus." And in the eyes of some, even today, those that follow the way of Jesus can seem downright foolish. All of our apparent talk about love and hope and restoration can seem foolish. By using the same word for salt as fool, Jesus is using humor to make a profound point. We are essential. We are the salt of the world. Notice how expansive Jesus' remarks are. Jesus doesn't say, you are the salt of Jerusalem. We aren't even the salt of Israel. We are the salt of the world. And what does salt do? Now, many of you know this. Salt flavors and preserves food. But here's a surprising statistic for you. According to the salt industry, there are over 14,000 industrial and personal salt applications. So when Jesus likens us to salt, it's not a minor metaphor. In fact, salt is essential for our survival. Without sodium in the human bloodstream, nerve impulses, muscle movement, and the transportation of nutrients, including oxygen, would be impossible. Salt enables human life. When we experience a salt deficiency, we suffer from headaches, eventually becoming lightheaded, and then we get nauseous. And it's even possible to die without enough salt. It's hard for us to imagine and even fathom that just a few centuries ago, salt was a rare and valued commodity. Today, we consider it extremely common. We now know that there is no place on earth without salt. It's everywhere, on every continent. Yet in Jesus' time, salt was considered rare and therefore immensely valuable. The idea of placing a salt shaker on a dining room table would be an ostentatious display of wealth. Sometimes salt traded ounce for ounce with gold. Soldiers and laborers were sometimes paid their wages in salt. And the word salary is derived from the Latin word sal, which means salt. And our language continues to reflect salt's value. You've probably heard the expression, he's not worth his salt. Even the word salad comes from the Romans salting their leafy greens. Salt not only impacts language, but salt built up kingdoms. Taxes on salt built armies and buildings. Salt taxes helped fund the construction of the Great Wall of China. So with this history and historical context in mind, let's look again at Jesus' words. You are the salt of the earth. When Jesus is saying that we are the salt of the earth, he's declaring how essential we are to the people around us, to our communities, and to the world. We are valuable, just like salt. We are essential. It's through you that people can come to know the love of God. It's through you that people can have hope. We are the salt of the world. God's working in our lives, not just for our benefit, but for all of God's children. We might look like fools to some, but we are salt. We might seem foolish as we believe that God is actively involved in our world. We might seem foolish to believe that no one is beyond redemption. We might seem foolish to believe in God's transforming love and reconciling work in the world. But we are salt. And we are salting up this world. We are the people of God, and God is putting us to work as salt shakers all over the world. And God is shaking and shaking and shaking and shaking, and salt is getting everywhere. The Spirit of God is using our salt to flavor the earth with goodness, to flavor the earth with forgiveness, to flavor the earth with wholeness, with justice, and with peace. We're more than just salt in our own personal batch of cookies. We are God's salt in the entire earth. Just like we can't live without salt, so the earth and all of creation cannot live without God's work in us. We're essential. We're valuable. We are building up the work that God is doing. God's flavoring the earth with us, and it tastes like much-needed salt. Amen.